Hello, you know, you can have hope in life no matter what season of life you're in. And today you're going to find out about that on Glorious Living. You know, I'm so glad you're joining me today here at Studio C. And again, Chrissy is with me.
Yes, love discussing how we have a hope and a future in Jesus.
That's so good.
Always.
I love the fact that God has a great future no matter what season of life we're in.
Yes.
Some of us that are watching today may be just at the start of life. Maybe you're just got married. Maybe you're just going into college.
A new mom.
Maybe you're a young teenager.
Yeah.
You know, we have a lot of kids that watch the program
That's
with their
right.
families.
That's right.
Or just by themselves. But because mm-hmm. we'd reach all generations. And I love the way that the ministry is able to connect.
Yes.
No matter what age they are.
I know. We love it. And Team JDM, I know you do, Miss Kathy. We read all the comments people are sending in, just rejoicing about what God is doing in your life and through you in your corner of the world. And it's all about reaching people and changing lives one soul at a
time.
That's
right. It doesn't matter what age you are. Jesus is relevant to every generation.
Oh, that's right. Jesus
yeah.
is relevant.
And don't you have a testimony about that?
I do, and I have it on my phone.
Oh, and there's another generation
on
the back.
Look at this. This is little Sophia. I got this made
because
so she can be with me wherever I go.
Is that her dedication?
Yes, this is when she was dedicated at Covenant Church. What a beautiful time that was.
Memory.
I love it so much. So here she is.
How old is she now?
She just made one.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Can
she's
it?
Getting big. It's beautiful. You guys got
she's
to see
gorgeous.
Me. Oh, thank you. You got to see me as I was pregnant, waddling up to Studio C, lounging. And
you always
now,
look good, Chris.
Oh, thank you, Miss Kathy. I love you so much. We'll get to the testimony.
Okay, yeah, let's get to it.
That's good. So it's on my phone today, and this is actually from a Covenant youth.
Okay.
Person. It's a great testimony. It says, ever since I was little, I had bad anxiety and fear. I noticed 1 to 2 weeks before God spoke to me, it was all gone. I was sitting in the living room while my dad was talking to my sister, and God just straight up told me, you're going to be a pastor. And he also showed me that a pastor is a teacher, and that's what I wanted to be too, a school teacher. Isn't that amazing?
I love that.
So there's children, I mean, this is a youth, mm-hmm. a Covenant youth member, realizing that God is speaking directly to them, mm-hmm. realizing the voice of God, knowing that there's a direction, a plan, and a purpose, and that they're willing to obey that and walk it out.
I love that.
Isn't that great?
There's no age limit. Like, God spoke to Samuel, very young child,
mm-hmm.
spoke to Mary, of course, the mother of Jesus. She responded to that. You hear David, he responded. God used him. Those are all young people.
All young, excited, and energetic.
So there's no, God loves young people because
yes,
they're full
does.
Of energy, and he speaks to the youth. He speaks to us all ages.
That's right.
But I love it especially when he speaks to the youth.
So good.
That's why I'm so excited to welcome back Saudi Wise to Studio C. This is her fifth time on our Glorious Living program.
Yes.
And I love it because she's our Covenant Church youth pastor. And she's worked with JDM for 6 years, and she's served as our youth pastor for over a year now. And Saudi is here today to share about the great hope and future that our teenagers have in Jesus. Thank you,
yes.
Saudi, for coming back to the program.
Thanks for having me back. It's
always
fun.
So colorful and bubbly. I love it.
And her hair is different every time.
Every
always
time.
Different.
I'm trying to decide if I'm going to let it grow or
it
cut it
always looks
off.
Adorable.
No, you're always so cute and just full of life. So I know that the young kids love having you because you're just so vivacious and fun.
Oh, we feed off of each other.
Yeah.
I love the way they are. You know, they're full of life and the way they see the world. I've talked about that before.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it's just
and,
really
you know,
cool.
Before you stepped in as the lead seats pastor for the youth mm-hmm. pastor, you served in the youth ministry since you came over here on the staff.
Right.
You started
mm-hmm.
out in our social media department, I believe, or right. actually was secretary to Jody.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
you fulfilled a lot of different hats or callings here at the ministry. But I remember even then that you always served with the youth, and you were the game master. I guess you'd call it that. But you were in charge of the fun time.
Right.
And you
right.
made it fun.
Yeah.
And it was a great was transition when I saw you step in. Of course, you had shared, I'm sure, while you were there as well. But when you stepped into this lead role, it's just taken them to another level.
Amen.
And it's just wonderful to see them growing and excited about serving Jesus and
yes.
you know, all
yes.
of these things.
Yeah, I love that. You know, just like the student that sent that in. I mean, it's so exciting to see, you know, an awakening in them. You know,
yes,
and that's
yeah.
Why I've always been a teacher, whether it's in the classroom or at the gym or at the, you know, underwater, wherever I was teaching, It's
underwater.
You know, yeah, you don't know that?
The scuba instructor. That's right.
They had a business in that.
Scuba instructor. You're right. You were teaching everywhere.
Everywhere. Even underwater. I don't know. It's such a rush to, you know, witness when there's like an eye-opening moment, you know, a revelation, you know, whether it's they're accomplishing a goal, like, you know, I've always wanted to go underwater and, you know, swim with the sharks or, you know, whatever, or, you know, maybe at the gym they're trying to accomplish a goal or, you know, at the ministry, you know, in the annex. So, you know, it's exciting to see like a light bulb moment, you know, and to hear about Ava, we're just thrilled, you know, and I think what I like most about her testimony is that her parents were so supportive. You know, she was sharing with her parents, you know, when God spoke to her, you know, so I love that connection. And if we can do anything, you know, as a ministry to really bring the two together so they can encourage and support one another and still respect each other.
There's a lot of places that girls are not encouraged to be teachers or pastors in a church environment. Wow. I mean, they can teach in a college, they can be a dean of a college, but they can't teach in the church. It's such a false doctrine because God always had females and women. In fact, the first message of the resurrection, Jesus entrusted it to a woman.
Wow.
Go tell the disciples and Peter that I've risen, that he had risen. Wow. He didn't say, go get him and I'm going to tell him something. No, he gave her the message.
That's right. That's so obvious.
If he can do it, it's okay. Yeah. And then Joel talks about how the sons and daughters will prophesy. Right. You know, the Spirit of God will come upon them. And that's the very scripture that Peter quoted on the day of Pentecost. Yeah. And there were men and women in that upper room, and they were proclaiming the great goodness, wonderful works of God, the Bible tells us. So some people pull things out of context instead of looking at the whole of Scripture.
Right.
God had Deborah as a great judge of Israel. They were Huldah was a beautiful prophetess. I mean, there were different ones, and Philip had daughters that were evangelists. I don't know why I got on all this.
Yeah.
But the fact is that someone, and I love the fact, I've had this comment from a few of the girls in the church, you know, that I serve as a role model to them because I'm the pastor of the church and I teach and preach, and they feel like they've had a calling. And I've heard people who've talked about, in fact, I had Billy Brim come into the church one time, and she felt like she had a calling on her life. And here I am taking all your time.
But
she had a calling on her life, and then, but she felt like she couldn't fulfill it because she was a woman, and the church that she was in taught that women don't teach in the church.
Right.
And so God really is changing a lot of people's ideas, helping them realize what the scriptures really do teach.
Sure.
And that God is calling all of us, sons and daughters, old and young, to proclaim the gospel.
Come
and
on.
Hear this little girl, Ava, you said her name?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Feels a calling to the ministry, and we want to nurture that.
Yes, yes, and just really encourage that. I was one of those girls in the congregation when you were, it's not sworn in, how do you, when they put you, place
you
in
when I took up the mantle of the senior pastor.
I mean,
it was in 2017 in August.
Yes.
I think you were visiting
I was just visiting. I was still living in Key Largo, and I came in to visit my parents, and I was in the congregation, and I was so inspired.
Years ago.
Yeah.
Oh,
in
August. That's
little
amazing.
Did I know that we'd be, you know, working together.
I remember talking with you that day. You said, I'm coming here. God is leading me to move here.
Right.
And I was so glad to have it. So I thought, you put your application in and said, I'm going to find a place for that girl. I want her on our team.
That's
you remember
awesome.
That?
Yeah, and right when I started, you were right outside of my office where your desk was right there. So to have that coming in and seeing your bubbly, friendly face, getting to know you, getting to know your love for the Lord and your love for serving. I mean, it really is an inspiration. And I know these kids are just overjoyed to go and to learn from you every Wednesday. It's correct. It's Wednesdays, right?
Wednesdays, yes.
And you just... I'm just so excited when I read that testimony. It really hit me that she was so ready.
Yeah.
She knew, you know, the voice of the Lord. And I know that it must be a huge part of what you teach them, that you can hear from Him.
Right. We actually just finished finished a series on, you know, hearing the Word of God. Then we went into another one that was like Never Give Up and, you know, and overcoming fear and anxiety and knowing the difference between God's voice and your anxiety or, you know, your inner self that's trying to convince you or, you know, the devil who's in, you know, demonic influence is what we had
learning
talked
to
about.
Recognize the difference. different voices.
Right, yeah. Right.
It's so important. Mm-hmm. A lot of people never get that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And we told them, you know, it can never contradict God's word.
Exactly.
You know, and, you know, there's safety in counsel, you know, that, you know, it's good to trust in someone, have somebody that you can talk to, mm-hmm. that, you know, knows the walk, knows the word, that can encourage you, you know. You don't ever want to put your faith in a person, but a lot of times God will use people to confirm what He's already spoken to you, you know, in
so
His
words,
yeah. In His, you know,
that's one of the reasons He wants us all to get together.
Right.
He doesn't want us isolated on an island.
Right.
He wired us to connect with one another, and there's some things that He's going to reveal to you that He won't reveal to me.
Right.
And when we get together, we all go to that high place.
Exactly.
That's so good.
We're the body of Christ. And
amen.
Yeah, you know, I love that. And I want to give them as many opportunities to connect with the congregation tonight. You know, we're getting ready to go to a conference, and we'll be connecting with youth from all around the world, you know.
Yeah.
So I want to connect with the global church and realize that, you know, church is us and it's everybody, you know, and working together and working towards, you know, the mission that God's called us to.
I love that. And
yeah.
So getting them ready for school is an important part of what you do too. And I know that during the school year, you also have ministered in the local schools as well, and you connect we call it a parish here. We don't have counties. We have parishes here in Louisiana, and you've connected with that as well.
Sure.
And so I know it's important for them to have that support.
Right.
When they're going into school, it's nothing to be afraid of. You can go in there with the power of God. This can be your best year yet.
Yes.
You know, I know that you're their biggest cheerleader.
Yes. I believe in positive encouragement. They get so much negativity from the world, from their peers, from, you know, whoever, you know, and I really think it's important for us to really stress that, you know, it is a great time to be a teenager these days, you know.
Yeah. And, you know, so often the world just has you look dread toward when your kids are going to be a teenager.
Oh, yes.
We were chatting a little bit about that, about the program before, but being a teenager is a pivotal point in their life.
Right.
They make decisions that affect their whole future life,
that's right?
The rest of their life. And so it's important that they have godly leaders in their pathway to help guide them along their journey.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And even with social media, I mean, I know a lot of them are so glued to their phone, and, you know, whether it's with TikTok or Instagram, whatever the social media platform is, but they're constantly comparing each other and comparing, you know, well, I'm not this, I'm not that, I'm not thin enough, I'm not pretty enough, or whatever the case may be. What do you do to try to secure them in who they are and what God called them to be? Because I know when they walk through those school doors, they're going to be up in front and seeing all of it for, you know, they've had a whole summer to be looking through the screen, and now they're seeing these people face to face.
Right. And it's a lot of pressure, especially if you're coming into a brand new school, you're not familiar with the environment, with the church, I mean, the school culture, you know, with the teachers. It can be very intimidating, you know, and so it's really important to know who you are in Christ at that moment, you know, so that you can be more influential than influenced, you know, in a positive way, in a godly way. You know, God promised us, you know, that He has good plans for us, for a good future and for hope. And, you know, and I think so many times we get so, you know, clouded with all these things that we are bombarded with that we forget, you know, that the world changes, circumstances change, you know, it appears right now that it's harder than ever to be a teenager, but I don't believe it is, you know, it's the devil has no new tricks, you know, there's nothing new under the sun, but God's word doesn't change.
Amen.
And the truth in God's word for your life, for a teenager's life, does not change, and they will always have a good future.
Beautiful.
And they need to claim that, you know. And so when we were talking about some of the things that the youth are dealing with, you know, I had them raise their hand, you know, what is it in your life that you know, is a challenge to you? And they're like, stress and anxiety, you know. And so I was like, okay, how can we combat stress and anxiety? You know, we identify what is it, what is the root cause of why am I feeling this way? And, you know, a lot of times the root is fear. You know, fear causes all kinds, you know, fear of being exposed, fear of messing up, fear of not being good enough, fear of, you know, this
not
or that.
Not being accepted.
You're not being accepted, you know, so identifying that. And then, you know, the word says that God will equip us. He trains us. He teaches our hands to war and our fingers to battle.
Beautiful.
You know, be prepared that it is a war zone out there, but you have the victory already.
Yeah.
You know?
While you're saying that, I'm thinking about David, you know, perfect example. He talked about how he experienced victory over the lion and the bear. Mm-hmm. You know, he had his sling, he was working it. He was spending time in God's presence.
Right.
So when he came against the bigger challenge, which was Goliath, mm-hmm. he had already had experience with his covenant God.
Right. Oh,
and so when he let that rock go, he said that the whole world may know that there is a God in heaven.
Ooh,
and
I
so he proclaimed what he knew from the inside.
Right.
And so the times when you're alone with the Lord, no matter what age you are, mm-hmm. like I said, any season in life, mm-hmm. you can draw strength from that. And it's all from the Word of God. He sat there and he wrote all those Psalms.
Yeah.
And that
yeah.
was from a place of intimacy with God.
Mm-hmm.
And it removed those anxieties. Mm-hmm. You know, he was the youngest of his brothers. He was not the one that was or thought to be much of anything when Samuel came around to anoint the children.
Right.
He was looking for the one God was leading him to.
Right.
So his life is, to me, is such a wonderful example of how God uses those teenagers.
Right.
I don't know how old he was. Do you know?
I've researched it a little bit.
We always say like 15.
I don't know. What they say it was, he was probably under the age of 20.
Okay,
you know,
teenager, probably.
But yeah, you know, regardless, you know, he wasn't out to war with
He wasn't old enough to be at war with the mm-hmm. brothers. He was tending the sheep with the dad.
Right. But he still had a hard job. You know,
yeah.
you had to get up and you had to wrestle lion and bears and oh my and
protect
whatever.
Protect those
you know?
Sheep, oh
right.
my. Protect the
shines and bears, oh my. You know? But, you know, he did it. You know, he was strong. He was brave.
He relied on his covenant God.
Right.
And the power that was released when you believe is unthinkable in the natural. But spiritually speaking, it brings you to that. It makes you enough.
Right.
You're more than enough.
Thank
you can
Jesus.
Do all things through Christ that strengthens you.
Right.
It's not you and your own strength, but when you learn to tap into that,
yes.
which he did.
Right.
And you have the joy and the privilege, mm-hmm. the opportunity to teach teenagers to tap into that.
Right.
Yeah. Every Wednesday
yes.
night. And not just Wednesday, because throughout the summer, you stay engaged with those kids. Y'all do things. You have fun things y'all
right.
do together.
You
right.
do. I was like, wow, I'm not a teenager, but I want to go.
Because
I work with you a lot.
Yeah, skate with us.
skating.
Hey, I used to walker. They have like,
oh, when
like
I get the skate walker.
Yeah.
Well, that just shows my age right there if I get a skate walker.
Oh, I remember used to get the biggest blisters when I skated.
Oh, right.
Like Buckholm. I mean, they're huge.
Wow, it was so.
So you skated, Miss Kathy? Oh, I used to skate. I skated backwards.
One
Jesse and I's first dates, we went to a skating rink.
Uh huh.
Oh,
and he didn't know how
it.
To skate, and it was
oh,
so much
no.
fun. I was going backwards and laughing at him.
Showing
He's
out.
Holding on to the side rail, and it was an inspiration for. He told it in one of his sermons. I forget which one it is. But I think it was the storm may blow, but the faith walk continues. But I'm not positive about it. But he talks about how he was holding onto the rail, and all of a sudden there's no rail. So there was this big fan that's like a soft, the fan didn't have a guard on it.
Right.
So he went to the Gant to try to hold on. He held onto the blades.
Oh my goodness.
And it wasn't going that fast that it could hurt him, but it was steadying him. And everybody was upset because he burned up the fan and it was hot in there.
Yeah,
now
no AC back then.
Trying to get him. Have you ever heard him tell that story? You have to hear it. It was
Wait,
so funny.
I don't like
but
vaguely
he,
remember.
So he didn't like to skate because he says they always lived on a gravel road. He didn't have a bike. He really couldn't ride or skate because
sure.
they didn't have the concrete. But
yeah.
I grew up on skates, and so we always had fun. That's
oh,
our
man.
One of our date stories.
Aww.
I love that. But then I see the pictures of your skating during
yeah.
the summer, doing all these fun. Didn't you have like a holy guacamole night?
Right.
And
I
it
know.
Was just a Hawaiian night. All
the
these
laser
things.
Like, yeah, I mean,
she makes
whatever.
It so fun.
You make it so much fun. And just like, you know, we read a recent testimony of somebody who came to youth before and they were drawn in by the pizza, but they learned the Holy Spirit. You know,
yeah.
that's what you're doing. You're giving these kids an opportunity to come have fun, invite your friends.
Right.
It's evangelism. And
yeah.
then you're talking about Jesus to them and really getting them on fire for the Lord. And
yeah.
to me, that's what a wonderful opportunity and job that is.
It is.
To see
oh
that.
Oh my goodness. Like I said, it's a rush. When you see a child that, you know, all of a sudden, you know, has been like praying for the baptism of the Holy Spirit and they receive the gift of tongues, you
yeah.
know, I mean, it's just like your heart just, it's like my heart starts fluttering. It's just so beautiful to
mm-hmm.
watch. Or when you see one of them showing compassion to another, you know, welcoming them in the service and, you know, just ministering. We, you know, sometimes sometimes I'll put some of my older ones that, you know, have been there for some time, I'll have them pray for each other. And it's so beautiful to watch,
beautiful.
You know, that's why I said to witness that moment, you know, it's just, it's a rush and I just can't help it.
That's so good. That's so good. And I know the parents are probably so excited and appreciative they get involved, but
right.
I know there may be some parents watching too that they might be having challenges with their teenager, losing hope, or they're saying, I don't see a future for my son. I don't see a future for my daughter. They've gone off the wrong track. This is impossible. But I know you're shaking your head. No,
we just did a whole series on that. Let me tell you now.
Go ahead. Tell us about.
So we started the series with Winston Churchill did a speech where he came out and he's like, never, 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 never give up. And he walked off the stage. That was his speech. I mean, he maybe didn't say as many nevers as I did.
I think it was like seven nevers. I preached on that one time.
Did you
know
really?
That? Did you know the background of that story?
No, I knew that part.
I don't
part,
know any of this.
Well, the background of that story was when he was in school, his schoolmaster told him that he would never amount to anything.
Wow.
That he would be a failure all his life. Really spoke ugly things. So it shows you how teachers really don't get it. And he spoke so ugly to him. So the story goes, I think, is that later on, after he had written a book on the history of the English language and was prime minister, I think, some big achievement. I forget where he was in life, but they called him to go back and do a commencement speech at that school. And that's when he got up and he only spoke those seven words. Young men, never, 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 never give up, how many nevers it was. It's on a sign everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's just a tribute to show that no matter what happens in life, you never give up.
Never.
God will always have a future and a hope for you mm-hmm. if you never give up.
Exactly.
And you can't listen to those wrong voices. You have to listen to your inward spirit. And that inward spirit that God created in there, if you yield to Him, will always direct you in the right path.
Ooh,
right.
Praise God.
It will help you.
Yes.
So that whole series, come on, tell me more
about
it.
So, we started, I actually told them a story because a lot of times we don't realize how close we are to achieving, whether it's that goal or that, you know, whatever we're believing for. And we give up and we're like, you were just as close. And I told him a funny story. So I did karate for some time and I had been working hard to get.
Girl, she does everything.
I'm like, I need to get up and work out or do something.
This was a long time ago.
I look at my workout equipment in the room, I said, nah.
I didn't really, you know, this was a long time ago.
Karate. Have you climbed a mountain, Saudi?
I did. I climbed the sand dunes last October in Colorado.
I'm in here. I did that in sandals.
It was good thing.
I didn't know what to expect, so that's
why. It was so hot. The sand was like
that's
fire.
Awesome.
You know. But anyway.
Okay.
So yeah.
Sorry, guys.
We can follow many tracks.
Right. Right. So anyway, I was telling them that you know it was a tournament and we were sparring and I was competing in grappling and so. Anyway, the girl that I was with, you know, against, she was a lot taller than me, you know, and, but we had been going at it for a while. And then, you know, my sensei always told me that you never want to get in the position, you know, where they're like, on top of you, you know, like you're looking up at them because then it's just, almost over at that point.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it's not good. So we had been going on for a while and then finally she, you know, you always end up on the ground with grappling. Grappling's like wrestling, but you know, anyway, so we were on the ground and she had me and she grabbed my head and she starts pulling my head forward towards, so she's sitting on me and she's like pulling my head towards her. And, you know, I was like trying to wiggle my way out, you know, from under her. And you know, I'm like, I couldn't breathe, you know, because my chest was like, you know, and I could hear my sensei, you know, like, get out, you know, and so anyway, I'm like trying to breathe and I'm like, you know, all through my mind, I'm going, do I tap out? I'm like, no, I can't. I can hang in there a little bit longer. I'm like, no, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. And I was like, and finally I tapped out. Match was over. I lost the match.
What do you mean by tapped out?
So like when you're grappling, you know, when you get to the point where you give up,
So you have to do a signal or something?
You just signal, hit,
say,
yeah.
So give, I give up, uncle.
I give up, uncle. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, the ref is coming around and, you know, the official's around and, you know, and he, you know, you tap out. And
I'm ignorant
so,
about things.
No, I needed to know, too. I'm happy you asked.
Okay. So anyway, I tapped out and I was so bummed. I felt so defeated. And, you know, she wound up winning first place, you know, and my sensei came and told me, he's like, you realize you had 2 seconds left.
I'm like, wow.
You would have won?
2 seconds.
Would you have won?
And I would have won the
really?
Match. She said, "You even though she had you at the last minute, on the mat in
you
that position,
other, you, had other points.
You get points for every other thing you do." Oh. And I was, you know, pressure points and, you know, this and that. And I was ahead on points. I would have won if I wouldn't have tapped out. But I was like, 2 seconds? I could have held my breath for 2 more seconds. But I didn't.
You didn't realize.
Didn't
just
realize
how close,
you gave
close
up
I
too
was.
Soon.
I gave up, and I could have won.
You were right
I
there.
I could have possibly won first place in the match, you know, I mean, in the tournament in my division. But, no, I tapped out. And so that was a huge lesson for me.
Yeah. So how'd the kids react to that story?
Oh, of course, you know, they're like, you did karate?
Yeah, like me. I, like, cool. I responded like a kid.
So you got the cool factor went way, way up.
Well, I'm still old, you know, in their eyes. You know, I'm ancient.
Everybody's
you know,
over 20 is old.
Right. It's like, nah,
they'll learn. They'll learn.
So,
one day they'll see.
But the moral of that story is, you know, that we can't give up.
Right.
You know, just when we think it's almost time, you know, it's stick it out a little bit longer because you're right there on the brink. God promised you the victory. He promised you a hope and a future. And if you tap out, you give up, you could have made it if you just hung in there a little bit longer.
Wow.
But the enemy is sitting there telling you, you know, you already lost. Why are you hanging on? What are you, you know? And you miss out on the blessing, the harvest that he has, you know, right there with you, you know? And so the scripture for that series was, do not grow weary in doing good. In due season, you will reap your harvest, you know? And so we're sometimes right on that brink of that due season, and we don't ever want to, you know, stop short of that.
That's so great. It encourages people listening, parents that think it's impossible. No, never give up on your child. Never give up on the promise that God has for them, for the children themselves. Never give up on the hope and the good future. Even though you have all these voices saying you'll never amount to anything, or this generation doesn't know how to work hard, or all of this craziness that we hear all the time.
Right.
Just for them to embrace the truth of God's word, stand on it, and never give up.
Never.
I love that you shared that. I really do.
That's so,
so close.
You know, I believe there are people that are watching today that maybe you're about ready to give up. I believe that God has called you to tune into this program to let you realize that God always has a plan for your future. He always has a plan to give you hope for that next step in your life. So you're just that seconds away from stepping into your great future. So I would just want us to pray together as a team. Father, I just pray for every person that's watching today. Lord, I sense that some of them have been tempted to give up. Maybe they've listened to the lie of the enemy. Maybe they've just been discouraged. But Lord, I pray for you to bless them and strengthen them today. Surround them with your love and with your presence. Let them know that there's nothing that's impossible with you, and that when they're serving you, that they can walk through everything that's difficult and rise up victorious. Lord, we thank you for them.
You.
It's your blessing on them wherever they're at right now. Surround them with your love and your strength and your peace. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that this will be their best year yet. No matter what they're facing, they're at a great pivoting point, a great crossroads where their life is being turned around. Lord, I pray that they'll give their life directly, their life to you, and that they'll see your plan for their life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
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 Ooh, so
glory
good.
To God.
Yes.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. You know, it's such a wonderful thing that we can talk about the Bible and the Word and get encouraged. I think this program went through like 5 minutes.
It really Because we had fun. You know, we talked about so many wonderful aspects of what you do daily on a daily basis here at the ministry, what we're all doing. And it's just, it translates in every area. It really does. Whether it's the teenagers or small groups or in the church, online, through whatever, you know, whatever portal you're watching from, whatever platform, God is touching you right where you are. And it's encouragement. It really is to keep going.
Yes. Yeah. We're a body and we're called to encourage one another.
Yes,
so.
Amen.
Yeah.
I believe we've done that today.
Yes,
Amen.
We have.
And we've all done it because our wonderful partners help us to do that. So partners, thank you so much for being a part of this ministry. You're standing here right with us. You're part of this whole program because together we're reaching people and changing lives one soul at a time. Yeah. So thank you for being a part of this, as well as if you're not a partner, you can be. All the information's on the screen for you to be a part of it. No donation is too small or too big because everything goes toward reaching people and changing lives one soul at a time.
Yes, one soul at a time.
Amen.
So
that's what
good.
It's all about.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Chrissy, again for being with me.
Thank you. So much fun. Love being with you girls.
It's been great. And Saudi, thanks for coming back.
Thank you for having me.
And thank
me.
You for all that you do to help our teenagers here at Covenant Church, and not just these here at Covenant Church, but I know that you're impacting people all over the world through Every Voice Speaks to Other Voices. They're impacting kids at school. You go to the schools as well.
Amen.
So everything that you're doing is reaching people and changing lives, young lives.
Glory to God.
Young lives.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me today. Thank you for being part of the program. And I believe that you'll be back here next week because I know we're going to have another great program that will be a blessing to you and strengthen your life because God really wants you to live a glorious life. Bye-bye.